Welcome to the latest Callan podcast. If you are managing a defined benefit plan, a nonprofit endowment or maybe a sovereign wealth fund, and you're still icing your neck from the wild market whiplash of 2025, you are definitely in the right place.
You really are.
Today, we are taking a deep dive into the Callan blog post titled "Evaluating Manager Performance in a Volatile Investing Environment." Our mission here, figuring out how to fairly judge your investment managers when the financial ground just refuses to stop shaking.
And the ground was definitely shaking this
Yeah.
year. We saw an absolute roller coaster. I mean, if we look back at the timeline, the year kicked off with a massive shock when the Chinese AI firm DeepSeek released a surprisingly low-cost, high-performing AI model
Right.
that immediately sent U.S. tech stocks into a tailspin, mostly because it forced the market to question the massive spending American companies were pouring into their own AI initiative.
Yeah, that was huge.
Exactly. And following right on the heels of that tech shock, we had the heavy anxiety leading up to the April 2nd Liberation Day tariffs on U.S. trading partners.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because if you just glance at a standard end of quarter report from those months, it looks deceivingly calm. But underneath that surface, the timeline was completely fractured. How do we even make sense of a manager's performance during those specific volatile weeks?
Well, what here is that the markets bifurcated incredibly sharply. The timeline around that April 2nd liberation is the perfect case study. A defensive manager likely picked up a great relative return heading into early April. But once the tariff realities settled and the absolute worst-case economic scenarios didn't materialize, the market flipped.
It went completely risk on, right?
Right, a totally risk-on posture around April 8th. Suddenly, that same defensive manager was getting completely left behind in a massive upside rally.
Wow. And I noticed in the Callan blog post that the small cap numbers looked completely unhinged during the middle of the year. What exactly was happening there?
The data there is staggering. Between April 18th and mid-October, only 11% of active small cap managers actually beat their benchmark.
Just 11%.
Yeah, only 11. But then we hit an October 15th market decoupling.
Meaning stock correlations suddenly broke apart.
Exactly. Individual company fundamentals started mattering much more than macroeconomic trends. And after that shift, over 80% of those same managers beat the benchmark through the end of the year.
That is a wild reversal, going from 11% to 80% in a matter of weeks.
It highlights why testing a manager's process consistency across these microenvironments is so crucial. If a high-quality portfolio lagged during a speculative momentum frenzy, but surged when the market decoupled in October.
It tells you their core discipline is working exactly as intended.
Right, a standard quarterly number just smooths all that out and hides the true behavior of the portfolio.
So we have these highly specific microenvironments, but 2025 was also dominated by huge, sprawling themes. Like AI didn't just stay neatly in the tech sector.
The physical infrastructure needs made it spill over into energy, industrials, materials, and utilities.
Which meant thematic positioning became a make or break factor, even for traditional bottom-up stock pickers. The post points out that managers holding certain software businesses,
The AI losers.
right, the year's AI losers, they took a heavy hit. So if a manager didn't broaden their exposure to the hardware and physical infrastructure needed to actually build out AI, they essentially sat out the upside participation.
Bought on.
Missing the broader trend is rough, but getting run over by a single stock feels entirely different. The podcast source mentioned Bloom Energy, a company providing power for AI data centers. Did their stock surge something like 400% in 2025?
It did. And what's fascinating here is how a single company can completely warp your perception of a manager's overall skill.
How so?
Well, Bloom Energy made up roughly a 2% position in the Russell 2000 Growth Index because it exploded by 400%. Simply not owning that one specific stock completely wrecked a manager's relative performance attribution.
So it wasn't that the manager picked terrible stocks across the board.
Not at all.
Yeah.
They just lacked this one massive outlier that was single-handedly dragging the index up.
That has to be frustrating for a manager, but it's even more confusing if you are the one grading them. So knowing all this, how do we actually apply it to our portfolios?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the lesson is that in an environment of rapid rotations and episodic reversals, looking at short-term relative returns just won't cut it. You have to evaluate a manager's process discipline, how they position themselves, and their adaptability to changing micro conditions.
Which tells you a lot more.
Far more about their capability than a quarterly snapshot ever could.
So, what does this all mean? It leaves us with a pretty provocative question. If a single stock like Bloom Energy or a micro event like the Liberation Day tariffs can completely distort a manager's performance on paper, are traditional quarterly benchmarks actually blinding us to a manager's true long-term skill? Definitely something to chew on before your next performance review.